Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Grandpappy Spears is still holding up the plan for the proposed health resort by refusing to sell or lease the spring on his property. And as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store and library. Lum is asking his partner about a certain phone call.
Mr. Webster called, you mean?
Yeah.
When was that?
Oh, a little bit ago. He was back there in the feeding room, I believe, when he called.
Well, why didn't you call me?
Well, he never asked for you in particular, Mom.
Oh, well, what did he want?
Well, he wants us to come to another meeting tonight. Say they're going to go ahead with his health resort. They're going to form up a company or something like that.
Form up a company?
I believe that's what he said, yeah.
Well, how can they do that without Grandpap?
Huh?
The spring belongs to Grandpappy Spears, and you can't have the health resort without the spring.
Oh, well, Mr. Webster said that Grandpap's going in on it now.
He is?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, I thought he was dead set against it.
Well, he was, but Mr. Webster talked him into it, I reckon.
Well, I do know. Yeah. Wonder how in the world he done that.
Yeah, he never said. Just told us to be at the meeting tonight, because they're going to get everything started now, he said.
Granny, that's the first time I ever knowed Grandpappy Spears to change his mind.
Yeah, well, he must have did.
Oh, ordinary. You can't argue with him at all.
Oh, no, just like arguing with a stump on par.
Well, sir, that is good news. Good news. I feared Grandpappy would ruin the whole deal for good.
Yeah, well, I guess everything's all set. I reckon how soon we can start building that resort, Long.
I don't know.
And the hotel, that's what I'm interested in. I reckon where I can get me one of them our bell-hopping uniforms.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that now, Abner. You don't even know yet if you're going to be a bellhop.
Well, I'm going to put my name in for it. There's something I've always wanted to be. I hope I can get me one of them little red coats to wear and one of them little caps without no bill on it.
Well, there's a lot more important things to take up than red coats or bills with caps on.
What?
Well, you've got to have the election officers for one thing.
How's that?
That's more likely the first thing they'll take up at that meeting tonight.
Doggies, I hope I get elected bellhop. That's what I hope.
Well, you don't get elected bellhop.
What do you get, a pinted?
No, you get hired.
I do? Well, good for me. When do I start?
Well, wait a minute. We got to build a hotel first. You can't go bell hopping around an empty field.
Well, let's get it built, and I'm ready to hop any time.
Well, we got to raise the money for it first. Before we can do that, we got to elect a president to appoint a money-raising committee.
Yeah, reckon you're right. I forgot about them little details.
I think I know a good man they can get for that president's job, too.
You do?
Yeah, a feller that could run the company like it ought to be run.
Well, who's that, Long?
Well, sort of hard for me to mention my own name.
Well, you don't have to mention your name. I know what it is. That ain't what I asked you. I said, who's this feller that make the company such a good president?
Well, you're looking at him right now.
I ain't. Where is he? Only fella I can see in here is you.
That's him.
Huh?
Him's me. I'm the best man I could think of for that job. I hate to brag on myself this way, but
well,
I
why do you keep doing it, then?
I ain't bragging. I'm just stating facts, that's all.
Huh?
I can't help it if I'm gifted.
Huh?
Ain't my fault that I got a natural talent for being president of different things.
Well, I just thought Mr. Webster would be the president of this outfit. His idea, this health resort and all, he's the one that thought of it.
Oh, he can't be president, though, unless he gets elected to it. And you got to reckon with the people on that. They're going to vote for the best man regardless.
Yeah, that's what I say. I thought Mr. Webster would be the president of it.
Well, when I said the best man, I never had him in mind, though.
You never?
I was thinking about the people's choice. Pine Ridge's favorite son. And you know who that is.
I see now. How many guesses do I get?
Abner, you know as well as I do that I'm Brian Ridge's favorite son. I've always said that.
Yeah.
I mean, well, other folks is all saying it.
Hmm. That's peculiar. I never heard nobody say that.
Yeah, you just don't get around to the right places, that's all.
Well, what are the right places? Well, where do they say that? Who says it, Long?
Abner, just don't bother with it. I'm too modest to talk about such things as that.
Oh, excuse me.
It embarrasses me to death to hear how good I am.
Hmm.
That's why you're going to have to nominate me at the meeting tonight.
Nominate you? What for?
For president of the company, National. Wouldn't look right for me to nominate myself. That'd look like I thought I was as good as I actually am.
But you ain't, huh?
No. No, wait a minute. What I mean is, I'm the man for the job, but I don't believe it myself.
Well?
I got an inferiority complex. My biggest trouble.
Is that your trouble?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why you're going to have to practical shove me into the president's job.
Shove you into it?
Yeah.
Push you, you mean?
Railroad me right into the job. Force me to take it.
Well, Lum, I don't want to force you into it. If you don't actually want it, why, just say so. Well,
I've got to take it, though. This ain't no time to think about myself. I've got to think of the good of the company. Got to do it for them.
Yeah, but now, Lum...
I'm willing to sacrifice myself to the cause.
Yeah, but, Lum, I hate to get you into something that you don't want to do, though.
I'm willing to do it, though.
I'd never forgive myself for it. I'd get to hating and despising me for doing such a thing.
No, you wouldn't, Anna.
Oh, yes,
of course, you'd be doing a great thing for the company.
Yeah, but I'd always have my own consciousness to think of. Here I am, supposed to be your good friend. What do I do? Shove you into a little old job that you can't hardly stand.
Well, now, wait a minute,
It'd be just like stabbing you in the back, might not long. No, I just couldn't do a mean, low-down, ornery trick
well,
like
Abner, that. I don't exactly hate the job, hardly.
Oh, yes, you do now. You said it, and I know you meant it, long. And I just ain't going to be the one to push you into it. You meant too much to me.
Yeah,
I recollect times when you loaned me money, sat up with me when I was sick, cut my hair when my woman was out of town. Could I turn on you now? No. K-N-O-W, no.
Abner,
I could not.
You wouldn't be turning on me. I sort of want that job.
Oh, you're just saying that, Mom. Trying to make me feel good, but I ain't going to do it. I'm going to stick by you, old friend.
Abner, will you listen to me for half a second? I want to be president of the company the worst way.
You do?
Yeah, you forced me to admit it.
Well, what did you say you never wanted it for then?
Well, I just thought it'd look better that way. Everybody demanding that I take the office because I'm such a big popular favorite. But I can see right now I might as well give up that idea.
Well, do you want the job or don't you want it?
Of course I do. And I want you to help me with my campaign.
Your campaign? I'm going to nominate you at the meeting. Ain't that enough?
Just nominating me ain't going to get me elected. I got to have a lot of votes for that. And I ain't got much time left to get them, neither.
Well, I know you ain't, not long as the meeting's going to be held tonight.
I'll tell you, the first thing you can do is carry a sign when you're out making the deliveries today.
Carry a sign?
Yeah. Leave one of them Sandridge signs would be good.
Sandridge sign? What are you doing, running for office or starting up a lunch counter?
No, I ain't starting up no lunch counter, no.
Well, where are you going to sell the sandwiches at, then? At the meeting, you mean, to make yourself a little extra money?
Oh, for a piece.
I'll have to hand it to you. You do have a head for business, all right.
Abner, I ain't going to sell no sandwiches.
Just going to give them away? Oh, I see. You're going to get votes that way, huh? What kind of sandwiches are you aiming on making? Peanut butter's all there's not.
Abner, I ain't aiming on making no peanut butter sandwiches nor no other kind.
You ain't?
Of course not.
Well, what are you advertising sandwiches for, then?
I ain't. That's part of my campaign.
Well, that's the cutest campaign I ever heard of. What are you trying to do, Lum? Make everybody think you're out of work and you have to sell sandwiches for a living? And then they'll feel sorrowful for you and vote you into this new job?
Oh, for goodness sake, of course not.
Huh?
A sandwich sign don't advertise sandwiches, Abner. It just means it's a double sign.
A double sign, huh?
No. Like that and Dick Huzzleton's got standing out in front of his store with specials on it.
Huh?
Only I want you to carry it. Or wear it, I reckon you'd say.
Wear it?
Yeah. That way you have a sign in front of you and one in back.
Huh?
That's where they get the name of Sandridge. You're sandwiched in between the signs. And they'll both say, vote for Lum for company president. Good old Lum. All such as that.
know that I'm going to look awful comical wearing a couple of signs around town.
Well, you wear your regular suit under it, of course.
Oh, well, I was going to say.
Well, never mind what she's going to say. Another thing, I want Cedric and Mousie Gray and a few others to get some more signs about me and wave them at the meeting tonight.
Wave signs?
Let's Lex Lum and stuff like that.
Oh, just wave them, huh?
No, that's all. Just wave them.
Oh.
See, right after you nominate me, I want you fellas to start a demonstrate for me. Wave the signs and holler and whistle and stomp your feet and everything.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Wave your hats in the air, start up the band, march by the speaker stand.
Oh,
delegation from Idaho.
You ain't gonna be here, too?
By and show everybody and the fellas from Wyoming wave their 10-gallon hats.
Well, good, good. Wait a minute. There comes Grandpappy Spears up out there. We can get him in on this, too.
Yeah, he'll be a gooder to get.
Yeah, I don't think he can whistle, but he can sure holler when he puts his mind to it and stomp his feet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
howdy. Hey, come on in here, Grandpap. Lum wants you to carry a sign and stomp your feet at the meeting tonight.
Stomp my feet?
Yeah, we're going to put on a big demonstrate for Lum there.
Oh, well, that sounds interesting. Going to do it at the business meeting with Mr. Webster, you mean, huh?
Yeah, you're going, ain't you, Grandpap?
Oh, sure, I got to. See, I'm president of the company now.
Well, that's fine, then. Huh?
Wait a minute. Did you say you was president of the company?
Yeah, see, I made up my mind I weren't going in on that health resort idea, but Mr. Webster said I could be president of the company if I'd come in on it. So I decided to do her.
Well, good for you, Grandpa.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Now then, Lum, what's all this about a demonstrate?
Oh, nothing, Grandpap, nothing at all. Just forget it.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.